Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, let's head to Tampa, Mike, and talk to our buddy Rick Stroud. And, Rick, we didn't start off the way we wanted to, but you guys surely did. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well. Yeah, the Bucs got the win. That's the most important thing. It was a pretty entertaining game, but they made a ton of mistakes and turnovers and did things that normally good teams don't do to win.
Yeah, we thought that, you took away the run game, but yet, you know, they did a nice job of giving Dak time to throw. He was picking on the corners after there was a bunting went out in the injury, but the pass rush, were you surprised how Cowboys handled it for much of the game?
Well, it's difficult to get there when they're going to flip the ball out to the perimeter all day, and that's really what they did. You know, I thought Vita Vea was dominant inside. You know, they clearly wanted, you know, to stay away from the heart of that defense, which is their inside linebackers or defensive line, made those edge rushers, you know, run to the sidelines a lot. So they had a game plan. You know, they threw it almost 60 times. That's not normally what you do. And I thought Ezekiel Elliott didn't run it very much, but he did a nice job in pass protection. So you credit the Cowboys for having a good game plan. But when they got in the red zone, they weren't able to execute and score touchdowns. They kicked field goals. They missed field goals. So in the end, that wound up costing them the game.
Cowboys, you know, when you look at the defensive plan of the Bucs, and I was really impressed at the way that they handled, you know, the Cowboys up front, and especially with how they got pressure on Dak throughout the game. We're worried about that, Rick. Talk to us about this front seven for the Bucs.
Well, I mean, it's good, right? I mean, again, I think a big difference maker, and they didn't have him after week five until they got to the championship game, is Vita Vea. But we know those two outside, you know, linebackers and Jason Pierre-Paul, Shaquille Barrett, who led the NFL in sacks, you know, just 2 years ago with 19 and a half. He had a sack against Dallas. I mean, that is, you know, that's where it all starts. And furthermore, Todd Bowles is somebody that thrives on bringing pressure. You know, if he gets you in a situation where you're behind the sticks, third down, he's going to dial it up from everywhere, particularly, you know, the inside linebackers walking up in the A-gap. And you know, we know where Matt Ryan's going to be. So they've had success, you know, in the past. Last time they played these guys, you know, Atlanta jumped out to a 17-0 lead. And, you know, different coaching staff, all of that. But we saw in the second half the Bucs dial up the pressure. And I think Devin White had three sacks of Matt Ryan that day. So, you know, look, they're not going to let them sit back there and pat the ball. But by the same token, the Bucs have injuries. You know, they're beat up in the secondary a little bit. They've lost Sean Murphy Bunting, who is one of their starting corners. They'll probably get Jordan Whitehead back, their starting safety, this week. But they're going to test their depth, and some guys are going to have to step up and, you know, like Jamel Dean, and play really well. And they didn't do that in the first game.
What was Arian's reaction? Because obviously, you know, we get a kick out of the guy because he never pulls any punches. But obviously, was he saying what you expected? There were a lot of penalties in that game, too. Typical season opener.
Yeah, I think you saw some bad ball the first week, but that's not an excuse. You know, I mean, last year they were a team that was penalized a lot. early in the season, especially at Chicago. They kind of cut it out. It shows to show you it's a new team. It's a new year. And, you know, they had 11 for, I think, 110 yards, something like that. And several of those on the back end, pass interference penalties, you know, on offense, a couple of false starts, and it just, you know, not clean football. But, again, I think the biggest improvement you see in the league a lot of times is from week one to week two. It was opening night of the NFL season. There was a lot of hype. They had a full stadium for once, you know, which has been, you know, didn't happen last year, and quite frankly hasn't happened in Tampa for a while. So there were a lot of things going on. You know, for as much as this team says that they've, you know, turned the page and you try to move forward and, you know, forget the Super Bowl and all of that, there's so many signs and reminders, and they trot out two giant Lombardi trophies on the field. So, you know, I think there was just a lot of hoopla, and some of the younger guys didn't handle that very well. But again, what mattered to them is, you know, down the stretch, they held Dallas to field goals. They got the ball back to Tom Brady, and he did what he's always done.
It is Rick Stroud, guys, behind enemy lines, talking about the Bucs and the Falcons coming up Sunday. What's the running back situation? I mean, is it just hot hand? Is there a real rotation there with what they're trying to do in Tampa?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, they've got two guys that can run the ball pretty well in Ronald Jones and Leonard Fournette. I tend to think they look at Jones as their primary ball carrier, their running back one. He had a tough game in that he lost a fumble early in the game. Bruce Arians, you know, sat him down after that. Arians said he didn't handle it well mentally. I don't know what that means because he never got a chance to get back on the field. But we also saw, you know, Leonard Fournette have a ball go off his hands and be intercepted. So they both made mistakes. You know, Giovanni Bernard has been added to the mix. He's a third down back. He had a couple of important catches in the final drive. That's going to kind of be his role. Bruce has said he's going to start Rojo in this one. I think they do go with the hot hand. I think they'll all play. And, you know, in a perfect world, I think what the Bucs would like to do is, you know, get up on somebody, get a lead, and then, you know, let probably Fournette finish it just because he can close the game out, you know, with the tough physical running that he has. So they'll both play. All three of them will play. And you know, we'll see who can avoid the mistakes and run the ball well.
It's our man Rick Stroud out of Tampa at NFL Stroud on Twitter. If you want to find out what's going on with the Bucs. Yeah, man, we were talking earlier about last year where we had the one game here like the week before Christmas where we were in it. We actually had a 17-point lead at the half, and I know we've asked you about this before, but for listeners who missed it, a lot of the Bucs and Bruce Arians, it seemed like that was a game that was a real catalyst for them, and they used that momentum all the way through into the playoffs.
Yeah, we've talked to them about that this week, and that's true. You know, they came out of the bye. They were 7-5. They had sort of a back-and-forth game with the Minnesota Vikings at home where they won the game, didn't play particularly well. And then, you know, they found their whole season sort of on the brink, down 17-0. You know, Calvin Ridley went off and turned Sean Murphy Bunting around a few times, and Matt was hot throwing the ball. And I think, you know, as the legend goes, they went to the locker room. There was a lot of yelling and screaming, and I think they realized their season was on the brink. But Tom Brady, who rarely speaks, you know, at halftime, you know, just calmed them down, I think, and said, look, we've got to go out and we've got to score on every possession, and we're going to do that. And, you know, again, he's a lot about belief, but they executed really well. I think he threw five touchdown passes in a half, and, you know, they won the game, and really – from then on, they were in attack mode. What they say is that changed the mentality of their offense. Is like, you know, they had to because they were down 17, but it was more like, let's go after these guys. You know, Antonio Brown had been there long enough. You know, they started throwing the ball down the field a little bit more, and they hit some big plays. And then defensively, you know, they attacked Matt Ryan pretty well. So I do think that it spurred, you know, what was part of an 8 straight wins, including the Super Bowl. And I think they've scored 30 points ever since, you know, before that game. And they've just been a hot offense in that sense.
Well, Rick, we're looking forward to hopefully a competitive game, and certainly
that's the best we can offer you, Rick Roman, for a competitive game.
Come on now. Hey, listen, it's week one, man. You know, you got a new coaching staff. You're kind of trying to thread the needle between keeping things together and moving on, and it's a funny place to be as a franchise, but we know this in the NFC South, right? Any given Sunday.
That's right.
But the Falcons will make a good showing themselves. These guys will have to play really well to win, and that's just the way it goes down here.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I don't think it's hard to tell a fan base that, though, Rick, when you've seen the last three or four seasons, and that's why we've got a new coach. So I think some of that is still living with us. We didn't get the performance we needed last week to kind of forget that stuff. But I'm with you. I totally agree with you. I think it's going to be a much better game than people anticipate. But I just want us to compete, you know, and we know what we're up against. So thank you so much, as always. Great information. Follow him, guys. NFL Stroud down there in Tampa does a great job of covering the Bucks. We will talk to you soon. Thanks again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.